the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo down around this town?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?
Vegas.
Who am I?
Vegas.
I can't hear you.
Vegas.
Please enjoy.
What up, y'all? I'm Vegas, and this is One to Flow On. Topic today is the verse. So let's talk about this Kendrick Lamar verse. Kendrick Lamar does a song featuring Big Sean and Jay Electronica. And yes, I know it's Big Sean's song, but it doesn't belong to him anymore. It belongs to Kendrick Lamar. And I don't want to talk about the King of New York line, because we all know how that's going to go down. The spitters from New York, like Joel Ortiz and others, will step up to the plate to defend home base. And the New York dudes that he mentioned, the younger generation, will not know what the hell to do. I also don't want to talk about him naming his friends, because the whole nature of the song was Hall of Fame, and to get to the Hall of Fame, you got to be the best, and you got to be the best amongst your peers, and that was the whole idea behind it. So I don't want to talk about that. What I do want to talk about is the reactions to the verse. See, there's two types of reactions in hip hop when we get to this fever pitch of hysteria when Jay-Z drops an album, or somebody disses someone or does something on a level that's so high that Twitter goes crazy and Facebook and Instagram and memes and all of that stuff. You know, just you get bombarded by it. Now, the one side is the people who jump on any and every trend that happens because they just want to be a part of it. There are people who just react because it's a way to voice your opinion amongst your peers, and that's cool. And I tend to be in that bracket. You know, I'm not going to not tweet. You know, I tweet about anything else. And then there's the other group of hip-hop fans, mostly from my generation, who don't like anything young, don't like anything new, and definitely don't like the attention this verse is getting. So their angle is to say that the verse was just okay, and I think in essence they missed the whole point. Now, the whole point of the verse is just to say I'm the best and bring back competition in hip-hop. Now, these group of individuals from my era who don't like it, or who always take that angle because they can't really give it up completely because they don't give that many props to the younger generation. But what they fail to realize is the things they complain about in hip-hop is exactly what Kendrick Lamar is complaining about. Is exactly why he did that verse. Not to just say, hey, let's bring back battles on some gimmick shit. Nah. This is Kendrick Lamar saying, I do songs with all these dudes, you are my peers, but if I'm to be the best, I'ma have to crush y'all. And secretly, they gotta feel like this. But see, that's the thing. The problem isn't necessarily with the young dudes, it's with the older dudes. The dudes who want competition back in hip-hop, who don't want these guys to be friends, who want people to be more lyrical, who want the bar to get raised back up. You know, I've seen people say that the bar, you know, is pretty low if people think this is the greatest verse of all time. No, it's not the greatest verse of all time. It's the greatest verse for 2013. You know why? Because it's forcing radio to do hip-hop. Even if it only lasts for this week, it's forcing radio to acknowledge hip-hop. Not what we tune in and hear all the time. Not singing or auto-tune or nothing. Kendrick Lamar is saying, try to out-rap me. And he's doing it on a mainstream stage that, in some cases, may force some of these artists to step up their lyrics. And that's all us 90s dudes who complain have asked for. So I can't really understand how a dude from the 90s can just say oh, the verse was alright. No, it's not about whether that verse is better than this person's verse at this era or that era. It's about time that somebody from a younger generation said the things that a lot of older rappers try to say, but they get ignored because they're old. Do you get what I'm saying? Or are you just going to continue to be stuck in your time and hate on anything and everything, even though you've been looking for the same I'm Vegas, and that's what the flow on. Follow me on Twitter at VegasWorldINC and check out my live video hangout every Thursday at 9 p.m. on HipHopPolitik.com. 1.